Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Wednesday, November 5th. Today, we're continuing this deep dive into the Fitting Five, just like we do every single month. If you don't get this newsletter, reach out to us here at AWB Education. We'll make sure that you get this delivered to your inbox right away. Today, we're looking at a piece from the Harvard Graduate School of Education, Why the Best Defense in Educational Leadership is a Good Offense. This article challenges us to shift from reactive leadership, constantly managing crisis and compliance, to proactive strategic leadership. When we're only playing defense, we leave the agenda setting to external forces. Whether it's the media, the district office, or the latest community frustration, all of these are things that can affect our work. But offensive leadership means we define the vision, we set the pace, and we prioritize the work that truly moves our students forward. The pressure to be reactive is immense. It's always easier to answer a pressing email than to spend an hour planning next quarter's strategy. But if we want to build thriving, sustainable schools, we have to flip the script and commit to playing offense. This requires specific high-leverage challenges and how we allocate our attention and structure our leadership teams. This is going to start by investing in proactive strategic planning. As leaders, we spend so many days managing interruptions that we lose sight of our actual goals. Instead of waiting for the loudest voice or the next district mandate, we should dedicate focused time to anticipating two or three major initiatives or challenges that we will drive this year. This means blocking off thinking time on the calendar as a non-negotiable meeting and asking ourselves what will define our success this year, regardless of the noise. Secondly, we need to build an early warning system for ourselves. This means we shouldn't wait for the annual state report or a major cultural blow-up to tell us where we are failing. We want to establish clear, measurable key performance indicators, or KPIs. These function as early warning signs for academic, operational, and cultural health. This could be by checking weekly referral trends, maybe surveying staff morale monthly, or maybe even simply just tracking teacher-student relational connections. This goal is for us to catch small dips before they become full-blown crises, allowing us to pivot quickly and regain the initiative. In the end here, we do have to focus on process, not just outcomes. The best offensive leaders build durable systems that sustain change long after the initial excitement fades. Here, we want to commit to documenting and auditing our core operational processes. Maybe this is enrollment staff onboarding or curriculum mapping. Whatever these are, we don't want to just ensure that they work, but we want to make sure they are efficient, transparent, and easy for new staff to follow. Just remember that when we invest in our processes, we defend our core work against institutional instability, and it also frees up our energy to focus on high impact initiatives. Okay, this article from the Fitting Five really shows us that the best defense we have as educational leaders is a strong offense, this commitment to driving our agenda rather than simply reacting to the world. We commit to investing in strategic planning, building early warning systems for quick adjustments, and focusing on strong, durable processes. When we do this, these three habits allow us to prioritize instruction and will also allow us to stabilize our teams and ultimately control the narrative of our school's success. Join us again tomorrow when we dive into a powerful piece from Dan P. Butler on leader self-assessment. This piece is called It's Time for Midterm Grades, but not the kind you're thinking of. Have to tune in tomorrow to be able to get a little bit more from Mr. Butler. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and Boosters, we'll be back again with you as we talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.